This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just under 11 hours until the draft, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, Griech and Foyer in Detroit, and they will be on at 10 talking draft, and of course you can listen to Shime and the whole crew on the Rich Keefe draft party, which gets underway at 6, Shime.
That is correct. Me, Keefe, and Hart. Fitzy will be popping in. We'll also check in with Gresh and or Fourier live from Detroit.
Okay. Front office report brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeOutMarket.com and by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joins us this week. Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Nice win last night for these guys. And even though the injury bug has struck, it seems like this team is finding ways to win baseball games.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, the injuries have been tough, and injuries to key players particularly difficult. But this is a resilient group. The players and the coaching staff, you know, continue to grind and figure out ways to stay in games, and you know, fortunately, figure out ways to win a handful. We saw Criswell come out and throw 5 shutout last night. Abreu's been really, really hot lately and helped kind of carry the load in Rappi and Tyler's absence, and we're going to need others to step up as well.
Brian Baio goes on the IL. I think we talked to Sam Kennedy about this. I don't know if we've gotten your thoughts on it yet, but just kind of in Major League Baseball in general, a lot of discussion about these pitchers and injuries early. What do you put the blame on when it comes to that?
Yeah, I wish I had a better answer than the one I'm about to give you, but I think that there are a number of considerations here. Number one, injuries always seem to spike early in the season. There's a pretty significant ramp up in workload and volume and intensity. I think training trends have moved toward more work in the off seasons, guys pursuing velocity gains, bat speed gains, trying to hit the ball harder, throw the ball faster. I don't know that any team has figured this out, as evident by the number of guys on the IL, but it's definitely a conversation we need to have, and it's definitely something that's at the forefront of our minds.
Craig, when we talked to you before the season, you were adamant about making sure that you guys are growing within when it came to, of course, your pitching staff. When you look at Cooper Criswell from last night, only his fourth MLB start, how impressed are you with him? And does that give you a nod of confidence that you were maybe right during the offseason when everybody was giving you a hard time about not adding to your pitching staff?
I don't know that it's about kind of being right or not right. I think it's a belief in the guys that we have here, in the staff that we've brought in, and the changes that we've made. And obviously Cooper was a guy that we had targeted throughout the offseason, and we're really glad that ultimately we were able to get him. But I think there's a good system in place for our pitchers to either take the next step forward in the big leagues or take a step forward in the minor leagues and be able to assimilate into the big leagues much easier, much more smoothly. And I think, you know, it's fairly simple, right? We're leveraging our best pitches. We're attacking hitters in the strike zone. I think Andrew and the rest of the staff have done a great job of instilling and inspiring confidence in the group. And now everyone's bought in. And so, you know, it's really, really difficult to overcome absences from Pivetta and Whitlock and Giolito and Bayo. And it's going to take guys like Criswell and Chase Anderson and Zach Kelly and others to step in. But I do feel like there's a system in place that can elicit the best outcomes for them.
Craig, how much of the message of making sure that as a team you guys stay ahead of the schedule, especially early in the season, because of the toughness of playing in the AL East?
I think it's really important. We're actively having conversations with our medical staff, with the front office, with our coaching staff, with the players around opportunities to get guys off their feet, to bake in extra days rest, to utilize the off days. And you know, we've thought about employing a 6-man rotation, which is particularly difficult right now, given 80% of our rotation being on the IL. But I think we have to stay ahead of this, because typically what happens when, you know, either your starters or bullpen shoulder a significant workload early in the season, you tend to pay the price later on. And so we need to be disciplined around finding a way to get extra rest at this point.
I don't know. Tanner Houck was really advocating for being a part of that starting rotation, and seems like so far that decision has paid off.
Yeah, Tanner's been great. I know he's worked really hard through the offseason, made some small mechanical tweaks in the delivery. He's changed the pitch usage significantly. Honed in on through some pitch design initiatives on ensuring that we're getting the best version of the sinker, the best version of the splitter, the best version of the slider. And I think he's also just got a confidence that maybe he hadn't before, a willingness to attack the strike zone, to challenge hitters. And obviously we've seen the results. We've seen this stuff for a really long time. From the perspective of just pure stuff, he's up there with the best in the league. And it's just been a matter of honing that.
It usually takes guys a bit to rock the dust off after they come back from injury. When you look at Devers, didn't seem like it took him any time at all. How impressed were you with him?
Yeah, I mean, we saw just the difference in the look of the lineup when you can put him in the middle of it. Such a presence, such a dangerous at bat, and we saw it right away. But fortunately, the nature of the injury, first some of the shoulder irritation and then knee, was that, you know, he wasn't completely inactive over time. He was able to, you know, continue to track pitches and hit BP, and so, you know, I think that probably accelerated the timeline for him to kind of feel comfortable in the box. But he's also just such a naturally gifted hitter that I think he wakes up and feels pretty comfortable standing in the batter's box.
All right, important one for me. Who do you want the Patriots to draft tonight?
I know better than to speak up about those things. I'm gonna stay in my lane here.
Craig, is there any part of you that sees the rotation get decimated and looks across the league to the National League and sees Chris Sale having made 4 starts all over 5 1/3 innings?
You know, I would be lying if I didn't say that I, you know, kind of paid attention to what guys are doing that, you know, were here and we've traded, because I think there are valuable lessons to be learned from that. Nonetheless, you know, in the moment and today, I feel like that was a trade that needed to be made to improve the Boston Red Sox. I would do it again. And I think we're kind of now looking at Bond's return, fairly soon. And my hope is, you know, we're going to look at him as a guy who plays second base every day, puts together a quality at bat, and is someone that we're running into the lineup every day and feel really good about.
All right, Craig. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to real quick. I was going to ask, because you talked about injuries, you know, and coming from a world of football and different sports, one of the things that I think people tend to look towards is training camp, spring training? Is it too long? Is it too short? Is there something that you would change there that maybe, you know, might get guys ready to go at the season that might help them with injuries? Do you feel like it's too long? It's too short?
You know, it's a fair question. I think spring training is largely the length that it is to give starting pitchers a chance to ramp up and build up the volume they need to head into the season. I think what we're up against, though, is if we cut spring training in half in terms of length, the time that we save would not be idle time for players. They would just use that to train, you know, kind of in their home environments. And so I don't know that that's the solution. You know, I think players are just so incentivized to throw the ball fast and hit the ball far. And, you know, now there are training methods that are proven to improve those characteristics. And I don't know how you disincentivize players to pursue them.
All right, Craig, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
All right. That is Craig Breslow.
Very interesting there.
What?
Is that players are overtraining because they want to be able to throw the ball harder, which helps them off, well, and hit the ball farther.
We had some audio from Pedro on this a while ago. Was that during the
last week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Greg is the king of undertraining.
Curtis, I don't know if you've noticed me in my controversial shirt this morning or not, but I have guns.
You sure do.
I mean, I could display them if.
Wow.
Oh my god. Okay.
Like that couple down in Florida.
I'll address my shirt. My shirt seems to be a big topic in the Twitch chat. I'll address it.
Mm-hmm.
I will address it later.
Green is your color.
Listen.
Are those $100
bills very
on it?
That's what DM says.
I'm very... But, you know, DMs does not like your shots at our relationship, Curtis. I got to tell you something.
Okay. Well, she's a very nice lady, and I love that she loves James, so I love her.
Okay. All right.
Are DMs coming notes? Tonight?
Huh?
DMs coming tonight?
No, DMs has to work.
All right.
She needs to be able to support me in my old age.
She's a caretaker for someone else?
I think DMs is planning on coming to the Rhode Island Road Show, maybe making her debut on the radio program.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll bring Bullet to
Dog Friendly at Whalers.
Dog Friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll address the shirt controversy later.
Right.
We will get to the draft,
right.
And I just need to lock Wiggy down on the disappointment factor when it comes to tonight and the New England Patriots, based on a couple things that are floating around. So we will get to that coming up. Right now, it is Courtney and What is Trending This Hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Celtics lose to the Heat 111-101. The third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one, outscoring the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. So the series now tied at one apiece, headed to Miami. The Bruins come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had two. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusk and Trent Frederick. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 28 saves in the win.
I'm sorry. Is Craig Breslow also a rare male uptalker?
I saw that.
I think the cadence of Missoula and Breslow is almost identical.
Mm. I mean, there's like 10 text messages saying that Craig Breslow is a rare male uptalker.
Wow.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah. White girl pagogi, huh?
I noticed what Curtis was saying. Yeah. He sounds a lot like Missoula. Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell made his fourth start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a single run over 5 innings, where he struck out 3. Series finales with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. It's finally draft day. You can join Shime and a bunch of other guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the draft party. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
39 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high is sunny 54.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.